Hello, everybody, and welcome to the September Macro Opportunities podcast. During September, global government bond yields rose with a steepening bias. A combination of continued U.S. economic resilience and higher policy rate expectations from the FOMC members revived a higher-for-longer narrative for global policy rates. These developments, combined with a surge in energy prices that stoked inflation concerns, as well as expectations for elevated government debt issuance, pushed U.S. Treasury yields sharply higher over the month. Heightened uncertainty over long-run interest rates raised global term premiums and steepened global government bond yield curves. In his post-FOMC meeting press conference for the month, Fed Chair Jerome Powell emphasized a commitment to achieving and sustaining a policy stance that is sufficiently restrictive to bring inflation down to our 2% goal over time, but reiterated that the Fed will proceed carefully. Echoing remarks made in August at the annual Central Bank Symposium in Jacksonville. At the end of September, investors were pricing in less than 50% chance of another hike by the end of the year and 2 to 3 rate cuts during the second half of 2024. In Europe, the ECB hiked rates by 25 basis points to 4%. ECB President Christine Lagarde reiterated the bank's data-dependent approach, but the policy statement noted that the current level of monetary policy will make a significant contribution to bringing inflation back to target. In a boost to ECB policymakers, preliminary September inflation data for the Eurozone slowed more sharply than expected in both the headline and core measures. In the UK, the Bank of England left the bank rate unchanged at 5.25%, which followed a weaker CPI inflation print the day prior. In Asia, the Bank of Japan kept all key policy metrics stable, with Governor Ueda downplaying previous hawkish commentary about possibly moving away from a negative interest rate policy later in the year if it is warranted. In China, the People's Bank of China reiterated its commitment to supporting economic activity, lowering several benchmark rates. There was an upturn in several economic data points during the month. However, concerns persisted over the property sector. In terms of performance during September, duration and yield curve positioning was the most significant detractor on a net basis, mainly as a result of overall long U.S. duration exposure. EM debt was a detractor mainly from exposures to rates in Mexico, Brazil, and to a lesser extent, Argentina, Indonesia, and South Africa. Overall, foreign exchange positioning was a modest detractor from returns over the month. The negative contribution from EM FX was driven mainly by Mexican peso exposure, while DM FX was a slight contributor as a negative effect of Japanese yen and Australian dollar exposures offset much of the positive contribution from short euro and British pound exposures. Investment grade credit had a slight positive impact, mainly from energy exposures. Mortgage and asset-backed securities also had a slight positive impact, driven by exposure to collateralized loan obligations. High yield was a minimal detractor as a negative effect of consumer non-cyclicals offset the positive impact of short CDX exposure. In terms of portfolio positioning, in the U.S., overall duration decreased by almost 3 years as we reduced duration from the very front to intermediate parts of the curve and added to long-dated rates, increasing the flattening position in September. In Europe, German Bund duration was extended by almost 2 years as the 10-year real yield reached a 9-year high. During the month, overall credit exposure was increased by approximately 2%, mainly via CDX. We also added to agency MBS as the spreads versus intermediate credit corporates reached the widest level seen in 17 years. In EM rates, we sold Russian local currency government bonds down to 20 basis points as part of our longer-term plan to unwind all Russia exposure at reasonable prices and as liquidity continues to improve. We also took profits on a 1.2% position in Hungarian local currency government bonds and added almost 1% to Mexican local currency government bonds. In DM FX, we reduced long Japan yen and short British pound exposures and cut a small long Canadian dollar position. We also extended short euro exposures and added to Norwegian krona and Australian dollar positions. In EM FX, we added to long Mexican peso exposure given the strength of the Mexican economy. So for the outlook going forward, as we anticipated, global growth has downshifted and inflation rates worldwide are generally receding. Tightening financial conditions in the US and Europe, weaker demand for manufacturing and services across a number of countries, and deflationary pressures in China are easing price pressures globally. These trends, coupled with major central banks advocating for a prolonged period of restrictive monetary policy, are expected to further dampen economic growth and inflation, which in turn should lead to lower developed market government bond yields and a modestly weaker US dollar. That stated, concerns over a higher for longer rate environment driven by factors such as stronger than expected growth in the US, increased US Treasury supply to cover a growing fiscal deficit, and inflation remaining above respective central bank targets may lead to periods of heightened market volatility. Spread sectors such as emerging market, high yield, bank loans, and select sectors of the mortgage space offer attractive yield, but we acknowledge their vulnerability to unanticipated shifts in macro-related sentiment, geopolitical developments, and the ongoing risk of central bank over-tightening. That concludes our podcast for September. As always, we appreciate your support and look forward to speaking with you again next month.
The opinions and views expressed in this audio are as of the date indicated. Such opinions are subject to change and may differ from others in the firm or the firm as a whole. This audio is for informational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security or product. Statements in this audio should not be considered investment advice and are not intended to be relied upon as a factual prediction or forecast of future events or performance or a guarantee of future results. Likewise, past results are not indicative of future investment results. Employees and/or clients of Western Asset Management may have a position in the securities mentioned.